Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, a called apostle, severed for the evangel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who comes of the seed of David, according to the flesh, who is designated Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we obtained grace and apostleship for faith obedience among all the nations for his name's sake, among whom are you also, the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, indeed, I am thanking my God through Jesus Christ concerning all of you, that your faith is being announced in the whole world. For God is my witness, to whom I am offering divine service in my spirit in the evangel of his Son, how unintermittingly I am making mention of you, always in my prayers beseeching, if somehow, sometime, at length I shall be prospered in the will of God to come to you. For I am longing to see you, that I may be sharing some spiritual grace with you, for you to be established. Yet this is to be consoled together among you through one another's faith, both yours and mine. Now I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, that often I purposed to come to you, and was prevented hitherto, that I should be having some fruit among you also, according as among the rest of the nations. To both Greeks and barbarians, to both wise and foolish, a debtor am I. Thus this eagerness of mine to bring the evangel to you also who are in Rome. For not ashamed am I of the evangel, for it is God's power for salvation to everyone who is believing, to the Jew first and to the Greek as well. For in it God's righteousness is being revealed, out of faith for faith, according as it is written, now the just one by faith shall be living. For God's indignation is being revealed from heaven on all the irreverence and injustice of men who are retaining the truth in injustice. Because that which is known of God is apparent among them, for God manifests it to them. For his invisible attributes are descried from the creation of the world, being apprehended by his achievements, besides his imperceptible power and divinity, for them to be defenseless. Because knowing God, not as God do they glorify or thank him, but vain were they made in their reasonings, and darkened is their unintelligent heart. Alleging themselves to be wise, they are made stupid, and they change the glory of the incorruptible God into the likeness of an image of a corruptible human being, and flying creatures, and quadrupeds, and reptiles. Wherefore, God gives them over, in the lusts of their hearts, to the uncleanness of dishonoring their bodies among themselves, those who alter the truth of God into the lie, and are venerated, and offer divine service to the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed for the eons. Amen. Therefore, God gives them over to dishonorable passions, for their females, besides, alter the natural use into that which is beside nature. Likewise, also the males, besides, leaving the natural use of the female, were inflamed in their craving for one another, males with males effecting indecency, and getting back in themselves the retribution of their deception, which must be. And according as they do not test God to have him in recognition, God gives them over to a disqualified mind to do that which is not befitting, filled with all injustice, wickedness, evil, greed, distended with envy, murder, strife, guile, depravity, whisperers, vilifiers, detesters of God, outragers, proud, ostentatious, inventors of evil things, stubborn to parents, unintelligent, perfidious, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Those who, recognizing the just statute of God, that those committing such things are deserving of death, not only are doing them, but are endorsing also those who are committing them.